So we'll welcome everyone to the, oh, can you scroll down so I can make sure I'm on the right date? Oh, I'm sorry, scroll up.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry. It is June 20th. Welcome everyone to the June 20th Savannah-Chatham County Historic Site and Monument Commission special called meeting. We only have one item on the agenda, obviously, so we'll try to make this snappy. I do have a couple of things after the regular agenda to talk to the other board members about. We'll wait on that. The first on the regular agenda is the petition of the City of Savannah for the Hopkins Street and 52nd Street Honorary Street designation, and staff will make the presentation.
All right, thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission. This is Caitlin Chamberlain presenting the application for the honorary street designation. The applicant is requesting approval of an honorary street designation on Hopkins Street between West 52nd and West 53rd Streets to have an honorary name of Virginia Edwards Maynard Way. As per the applicant, Maynard joined the Savannah-Chatham County Public School System as a teacher in 1970. She was promoted to the positions of assistant principal, principal, executive director of secondary schools, and deputy superintendent of instruction. In 1998, Maynard became the superintendent of Savannah-Chatham County Public Schools, where she remained until 2001. She was the school district's first African-American female superintendent. Maynard also represented the first congressional district on the Georgia State Board of Education. And just to give a few views of the proposed area. Staff found that the request meets the master planning guidelines and that honorary street names are symbolic in nature and do not change the official name of the street. Virginia Edwards Maynard is a local Savannian, but is also noteworthy beyond the city as well. Before Maynard was the first African-American superintendent of the Savannah-Chatham County Public School System, she had spent years dedicated as an educator and also served her community through involvement in various organizations, such as the Chatham Retired Educators Association, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Greenbrier Children's Center, and the Board of Directors for the Telfair Museum. Maynard is the recipient of multiple awards, including the Outstanding Leadership from Savannah State University, the Omega Citizen of the Year Award from Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, Outstanding Educator from the Georgia Retired Educators Association, and the Civil Rights Museum Award from the Ralph Mark Gilbert Civil Rights Museum, to name a few. Staff also found that the proposed location for the honorary naming is appropriate because it is outside of the former Duren Middle School, where Maynard was the principal for several years. So with that, staff recommends that the Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for an honorary street designation at Hopkins Street between West 52nd and West 53rd Streets in honor of Virginia Edwards Maynard, as requested, because the proposed honorary street designation meets the standards within Article E, naming and renaming of public property, facilities, and streets. Thank you, and I'll be happy to take any questions.
Thanks, Caitlin. Do board members have any questions of staff?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just very curious, and no disrespect to Mayor, why is the request more important than the other citizens who have petitions? Like, why are we here today? On a day that we're normally at work. Thank you.
You're talking about the special call meeting.
I don't quite understand why this is a special request.
No.
The request came from the mayor himself.
So we can let the mayor answer, I suppose.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Ms. Chairman. Thank you, members of the board, Van Johnson, mayor of the city of Savannah, and the petitioner. This is important to me, and particularly important in timing. I know that special call meetings are very difficult, but there is a time factor. This is being co-sponsored by the superintendent of schools for Chatham-Savannah, Dr. Ann Levette, who is here, By the time you have your next regularly scheduled meeting, she will not be the superintendent anymore. She's announced her retirement. And I thought it was appropriate, particularly given Dr. Levitt's historic and legendary services, and as she that she exits this role, that it was really important for the successor to be able to recognize her predecessor. So to me, it was symbolic, and we made the request. You all were kind enough to accept our request for a special call meeting. Obviously, it's not something we require or request often, but again, given the timing, given Dr. Levitt's pending departure, we felt that it was appropriate in this case to request some leniency in terms of your meeting rules.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And is there the expectation is you all are taking this up at the next city council?
It is, for the same reason.
Yeah.
We have one meeting here. Our next meeting will not be until the last meeting in July, so we're skipping a week, so we'll be 5 weeks in between there. And then, of course, schedules and things, so trying to get this scheduled. It was really important for us to get this into sequence so that council could hear it for the necessary arrangements to be met so that we could have some type of ceremony during the summer. So, again, I know that oftentimes that's very inconvenient, but I appreciate your willingness to at least to hear this. I don't think you hear these from us often.
That's sufficient. We did play a little tag with the schedule, but we yes. but here we are.
So. Yeah, Mrs. Edwards Vayner is quite legendary, and particularly in a time now where it's easy to see women in our community in positions of leadership. At the time, there were very few, and even less of those of color. And so, again, as we talk about the historic and legendary commitments and services of Dr. Ann Levitt, we recognize there was someone before her who she's always said whose shoulders she stood on. And so we thought it was right. We thought giving the location of where she served, we have to be able to give honor where honor due. Our history leaves us every day. And so we wanted to make sure that this community recognized that she lived, she served. We're getting ready to welcome our third female superintendent, our third African-American female superintendent. Again, you can't get to three unless you acknowledge one.
That's quite the legacy.
Huh?
That's quite the legacy.
Yeah. So if I may, I know I just Dr. Levitt is here, so if she'd just say anything.
Absolutely. I just want to make sure there's no, did you have a question of staff then? Okay. So we can we'll loop back on that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you this afternoon and definitely have a great appreciation for coming in for a special call meeting since I'll have one tomorrow. Thank you again for considering this. I was actually quite astonished that we had not as a city acknowledged Mrs. Maynard's achievements before now. And I came actually before this body several years ago as I petitioned also to have my father's contributions recognized. When I learned upon my decision to leave that there had been no acknowledgement of her historic role in the city, I spoke with the mayor and asked for his assistance in terms of completing this process. So I appreciate your giving us the opportunity to recognize someone who is still here, still contributing to our community, made such a great difference. Being first is very difficult, but she managed and continues to support our public entities, including our public education system. So thank you for considering it, and thank you especially for coming in today for this particular action.
Would you please identify yourself for the record?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm Ann Levitt. I'm superintendent of Savannah-Chatham County Public Schools.
And thank you, ma'am, for your service as well. And this is obviously a very worthy designation. Perhaps we'll have a Dr. Levitt honorary somewhere down the line, honorary street somewhere down the line. Did any board members have any questions of the petitioner?
Where do you plan on hanging the sign?
I think it's right there on the picture there.
Is it? So it'll go under the Hopkins sign?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a process for it. They go underneath. So it's an honorary designation. So it goes under the green sign. There's usually a brown and white sign that goes underneath it.
Yeah.
That says honorary.
Okay.
That's pretty usual. That's a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
So it would be on the street sign that's typically there, and it'll be like, as he said, a brown sign that said honorary. And I think it's for, maybe this is a staff question, it's for 5 years, right? Yeah. Well, thank you again for your service, and thank you all for coming here as well.
Thank you for your service as well.
We can loop back to the staff question. If there's no one in person here to speak on the record, if there's anybody online here to speak, we want to open it up to them. Doesn't look like there is. So, Eileen, did you have a staff question?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
It was
the question of the street sign. Mm-hmm. If there's any discussion, I personally think this is more than worthy of an honorary street sign. If there's any discussion, or we could entertain a motion.
I make a motion to accept the staff recommendation to approve the honorary street designation at Hopkins Street between West 52nd and West 53rd in honor of Virginia Edwards Maynor.
There is a motion to accept staff recommendation. Second.
I'll second that motion.
And how do you vote, Lisa?
Yay.
Yay.
Motion passes. Thank you all.
Good.
That was quick and easy. Thank you all for spending the time as well. Appreciate it. I do have a couple of other orders of business quickly. I did want to mention there's a historic marker unveiling tomorrow. I think we sent it out via email. Historic marker on tomorrow at Cann Park on West 46th at 10 a.m. I also have a note to... I'll have a couple of notes here. So I just wanted to remind you all here. So our next meeting is July the 6th. Is that right? July 6th?
13th.
Oh, July 13th. So July 13th, and we're going to discuss the process by which we're going to decide these square names. There are 15 now names to be considered.
14.
There's 15.
I heard one dropped.
Okay, I don't know. Official number was 15. If one is dropped, we'll deal with that. But there's a lot. I don't want to put any misinformation out. I'm not saying it's incorrect. But however many, there's a number of them. So if we'll all kind of come to here and decide together how we're going to proceed. I did go to the public meeting, which Eileen was also at. One of the things that came out of that meeting was it was a little bit contentious. There were a number of people there for the Susie King Taylor to advocate for Susie King Taylor. They were frustrated because there were so many names to be decided. So I think we can expect that at our meeting. So I think we need to just decide how we're going to proceed on this, whether we're going to do a top three or a top two or a top one and then a secondary or something like that. It seems to me from what I've heard from Joe Shearhouse is that Susie King Taylor has the most, I don't want to put any misinformation out there, but it seems like that is one of the top names that's being considered. And then there's a secondary name that has more public support, and then the rest of them have sort of lesser support. I think it's still open how much public support the other names are going to have, but we do have a task ahead of us. So we can just, we can figure it out at the next meeting. There will be media there, and I think this is, it's going to be a lot of eyes on it, but we'll have the benefit of the Park and Tree Commission already having met on this. I'm going to try to go to that meeting if I can, so maybe we can suss out some of that. The other part of that meeting, Alderperson Keisha Gibson Carter was there, and I, after the meeting, talked to her and invited her to our next meeting. I might have jumped the gun on that, but the invitation's already out there. I think given that, we need to invite the rest of City Council. City Manager Jay Melder was there as well. I spoke to him, let him know that I invited Keisha, and he also recommended that I invite the rest of City Council. The cat's already out of the bag on that one. I kind of wish that I hadn't done that because that might make it more, I don't know if that's going to make it more complicated for us if City Council members come here and are giving us feedback on what they want. But I also feel like it's important for us to work with City Council. So I was going to ask you all's opinion on that. I've already invited Keisha Gibson Carter. So that's already out there. I can't rescind that invitation. So.
Well, I think that you really can't just do one.
Correct.
You have to do them all.
Yeah.
And, I don't really see something's wrong with it because I'm guessing this will be very full of people here.
I'm expecting that.
Because the bargain tree is even moved.
To be clear, I invited them to the July meeting, which is the August meeting, to let us know if there are things that they need from us so we can help decide, to be clear.
Okay. On another point of that is I recall from the meeting we were both at, I think Joe Sherrell said that they were going to send us somehow all the comments.
Yeah, right.
Right.
As I understand it, and you all can correct me if I'm wrong, but as I understand it, the public comment, the city is open to public comment and you can comment there, but people are also going to be able to send public comment to the MPC prior to our meeting. Right? So there will be, as I understand it, we will be made aware of all of the materials that the city has gotten, pro and con. And in addition, if people are going to be contacting the MPC, which I heard over some conversations there, they will be contacting us. we're going to have a lot to consider.
My only comment is if there is a big crowd on the 15th, unlike today where the mayor stood up and spoke, we didn't have time to discuss. And I hope that will happen. We have to keep that. So we discuss the way we would like to approach it. And then if we get feedback.
Yeah, I agree. Apologize because I hope, with all due respect to all city council members, hopefully it doesn't become one city council person wants one thing and another person wants another thing. And then we have to juggle that. I mean, hopefully this is as straightforward as that, but I agree. On that note, I mentioned this to Caitlin before, I don't know if it's more appropriate for that invitation to come from Joe or from MPC or from me personally. I suggested perhaps to ask Joe what he thought might be best. Do you all have a thought on that?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
That you invite them?
I don't know whether it's easier, whether it is more appropriate since I was the one that invited Keisha to, for Joe to do it, for NPC to do it, or for it to come from me. I'm assuming Joe could do it.
I think Joe should do it.
But I was going to ask Joe what he thought would be best. Does that? I would think it would be easier if Joe just invited them. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I apologize because afterwards I was like, I should have just kept my mouth shut and then we should have just stuck with the plan, but.
No, that's fine. I think in a sense they do get invited to all of them because they do get all the notices for starting with a tentative and the preliminary agendas too. So that also will go to everybody.
Oh, okay.
And my worry is I don't want to be seen as preferential treatment to one city council person and not others. And like some other city council person would be like, well, why didn't you invite me then? So
were all the city council members at that meeting?
It was just Keisha.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and the city manager. We'll do an email with Joe and see what he thinks is most appropriate. And if we don't necessarily have to review all of the petitions before the next meeting, but if you can kind of just familiarize yourself with the stuff. I have one bit of housekeeping. I noticed on the website that, and I know you guys have a lot to do, but the audio minutes from the meetings so far this year aren't posted. Are you guys going to keep posting the audio minutes from the meetings?
We can certainly find out, but I believe so, yes.
Because they're super helpful. We actually have referenced. I have referenced those before.
Yeah.
And I know them. I mean,
they should be. Okay. So if
I just wanted to bring that up just because it has come up before, and I have had to actually reference an audio recording from a past meeting.
Oh, so. Yeah, we do that too sometimes. Okay. So
I just wanted to make sure. Not a big deal. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, well, cool. Thank you. That's all I had.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
When is the Park and Tree meeting?
That's a good question. What do you know what date the Park and Tree meeting is? It's
I know there was one today, but I don't know.
I don't think that's not where they're considering it. I think they're, as I understand from Sean, they were discussing how they were going to approach it. But July, right?
I don't know what the exact date is.
I think it's the last Tuesday of the month.
The last Tuesday of the month?
Or third.
Might be the third.
Because Sean had a meeting, a Park and Tree meeting today. But...
I think because I remember, if I'm not mistaken, I remember him saying, I can't miss this because this is the last meeting we're going to have before we consider the names. So I don't think that's the meeting that's happening today. How about I can reach out can we reach out to Sean and just make sure? Because I mean, if you all want to come to that meeting, it might be helpful.
If I can, I'll
I'm going to try to make it if I can.
Okay.
It might be helpful for us to know what we're getting into.
What is this one? So July.
Yeah, the third Tuesday of July.
Okay. Okay.
Third Tuesday of July.
So maybe we'll send an invite out or whatever. This is very historic. As I understand it, the last square that was renamed was Telfair Square, and that was 40 years ago, I believe. So this is important. If there any other new business, there's not any other new business without objection, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming.